Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Oh, happy day. Welcome to Thursday. All right, let's get right to it. So I've decided to introduce kind of a new feature here on the podcast in the movie realm, because I love movies. And I'm going to do like from the 1930s to the 1980s, 90s movies. I know that's quite a large span. So this is going to be like a once a week thing for right now. Of course, when I started thinking about this the other day, I thought I just need to change my whole online persona to just movies and entertainment and just forget news and politics. But then I started thinking, oh my gosh, I'd have to change everything. And I don't really want to do that. So I'm just going to add to what we're doing already. Thanks to some suggestions by Giblets and the Boy Blob. Thank you. So I guess this will fall under the pop culture category, correct? So I do glamour, pop culture, and news, front page news. And this will hopefully be a steady once a week thing. What I plan to do is watch a movie on the weekend with the gent, probably. And then write about it first on the blog, and then talk about it on the podcast, and then maybe do a video as well on Rumble. And that'll be a once a week thing. And I think I'm going to start with a Michael Keaton movie. We'll see. I just can't figure out which one I want to start with. Wow, most of them are pretty good. He has a lot of movies. We're not going to do all of them. We're just going to do a couple. All right, so anyway, moving on. I do want to talk about some things here. Why was I thinking about James Bond? Oh, the new James Bond. Okay, let's go over to my X feed. I will share it over there. I'm getting there. Sorry. Okay, so... Okay. Former James Bond actor throws support behind Aaron Taylor Johnson on one condition. Okay, this, and I thought it would be, I thought it would be somebody like Pierce Brosnan or Daniel Craig or whatever, and it's not. It's actually George, I'm sorry. Let's see. Lansby, do you remember him? He played in the 6th James Bond movie called On Her Majesty's Secret Service. He replaced Sean Connery. Sean Connery wanted to step away at the time. So they were looking for a new guy, and it was Lansby. Lansby lasted one movie. A lot of people didn't like him. Not just the people watching the movie, but the people working with him. They said he was very arrogant. And anyway, so former James Bond actor George Lansby is throwing support behind Aaron Taylor Johnson. The British actor is rumored to be taking over the role from Daniel Craig, who portrayed the spy for 15 years. Lansby, who is 84 years old, reportedly told TMZ that Taylor Johnson, 33, can handle the stunts and all the ladies who love a man in a tux. He said Aussie actor Lansby, who starred as the famed spy in the 1969 film On Her Majesty's Secret Service, revealed that while the Avengers Age of Ultron star had not been formally offered the role, he would be happy to support him provided he could do the character justice. Well, yeah, that's a good condition. I would say so. I don't think it's up. Well, it is up to the actor, but I think it's up to the writers as well. How well they write this film, this whatever they're going to do. I don't know if they're going to do. How are they going to do this? How are they going to do? I wonder how they're going to bring James Bond back. Are they going to kind of start over with the older films and just remake them? Are they going to have new adventures for him? It'll be interesting to see how they do this. I'm not sure. I just hope they make him a regular James Bond and not try to introduce any of this wokeness onto James Bond. Please, dear God, for the love of God, keep James Bond in his true form. Okay, that is my prayer for today. Alright, so Mission Impossible 8, the second part of it, is being filmed. Let's see. Bloody Tom Cruise sprints through London with wild hair in Mission Impossible 8 set photos. And they do have some photos of him. Tom Cruise showed off his incredible athleticism in new photos from the set of Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 2 in London on Sunday. All I remember about Mission Impossible Part 1, Dead Reckoning, is that there's a, I think there's a submarine in the bottom of the ocean. That's all I can remember, I think. That's how it ended. I'm going to have to go back and rewatch part one when this part two comes out, so it'll all make sense. So anyway, in photos obtained by the Post, Cruise, who is 61 years old, y'all, can be seen sporting shaggy hair and a white shirt drenched in fake blood as he sprints across the Westminster Bridge. Big Ben and the Palace of Westminster appear in the background in the action-packed shot. You can go over there and read that if you'd like. He likes to run in his movies, doesn't he? Very iconic running scenes with Tom Cruise. Okay, Beetlejuice 2 is happening. Another Michael Keaton thing. Did you know Michael Keaton is, I think, 70 years old? What? Beetlejuice, which is the long-awaited sequel to the original cult hit Tim Burton movie, has released its first look photos. 36 years after the original Beetlejuice premiered in 1988, Michael Keaton is back as the ghoulish-looking, black-and-white, striped-wearing, bio-exorcist Beetlejuice. Burton, who is 65, who returns to direct, told EW that he and Keaton, who is 72 years old, what is happening to the world? Michael Keaton is freaking 72 years old. This is not right. This is not possible. No, I cannot believe it. They have discussed a sequel for many years, but unless it felt right, he had no burning desire to do it. I think we all felt the same way. It only made sense if it had an emotional hook. So, an emotional hook. Let's see. The original movie followed Barbara and Adam Maitland, Gina Davis and Alec Baldwin, who died and found themselves as new ghosts. Their home was bought by the Dietz family, including Charles Jeffrey Jones, his wife Delia, Catherine O'Hara, and his goth daughter Lydia, Winona Ryder, the only one who can see the ghosts. Since the afterlife involves a complicated bureaucracy, the Maitlands enlisted the help of obnoxious bio-exorcist Beetlejuice to scare away the Dietz family. The movie, okay, we know that. I want to know about the new one. Are they going to tell us anything about the new one? I don't know. For Burton, the emotional hook of the sequel was Lydia growing up and uniting with her mother and daughter. I so identified with the Lydia character, but then you get all these years later and you take your own journey, going from cool teenager to lame adult, back and forth again, he told the outlet. That made it emotional, gave it a foundation. So that was the thing that truly got into me. All right, so good. All right, that's good. You can go over there and finish reading that if you'd like. And that's, let's see, is that all I have? Surely there was one more. No, I guess that's all I had. And then you know what? That's enough. Let's go on to the question of the day. Seems like there was something else I wanted to tell you, but I have forgotten. All right, question of the day. So this kind of went on over on the X feed the other day, because I said, I think I'm going to start with a Michael Keaton, and everybody started replying with some of their favorite Michael Keaton movies. So I'm going to ask you, what is your favorite Michael Keaton movie? Man, Mr. Sean's, I think it was, that brought up some good ones that I had totally forgotten about, like Gung Ho. Totally forgot about Gung Ho. Because when I said Michael Keaton, I thought I would start with Night Shift. I don't think I've seen Night Shift. But man, he brought up Gung Ho and Pacific Heights. I remember watching Pacific Heights and being blown away by his performance because it was such a serious role. I was so used to seeing him in like Mr. Mom and, you know, stuff like that, which I thought, and Mr. Mom, I might start with Mr. Mom too. I think Mr. Mom might be a good one to start with, especially with today's stuff. So I have a format on how I'm going to do my movie reviews if you want to hear it. Or maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow, since I need to keep this short. We'll talk about that another time, because, you know, whatever. What is your favorite Michael Keaton movie? That's the question of the day. All right. Can you believe he's 72? And did you know that Robert Duvall is in his 90s now? 93, I think he is. Robert Duvall. What the hell? Mr. Time needs to slow down. Hello. Okay, I gotta go. Thanks for listening. Bye.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!